When you were discharged, you were lieutenant?
First lieutenant.
How old were you then?
23.
What were your thoughts about your future at that time?
Well, I hadn't finished college, so I had to go back to school. And I just decided to go to Oklahoma, so I went to OU.
Did you know then what you wanted to study?
Really, what little thought I gave to it, I thought being a teacher would be a good job. Fun and easy and not too demanding. I didn't want to be in the oil business because of the situation I had with Dad. So I majored in English and minored in Spanish. And then my senior year, Dad told me he'd make a deal with me. He said, if you'll go to Harvard Business School, which I'd never heard of, I'll buy you an annuity when you graduate. So it sounded like a good deal.
At that point, he wasn't intending that you come back into the business either. He just wanted you to have that degree.
I had a little sister then, and he said, you don't know anything about money except how to spend it. You ought to learn something because I've got a bad heart and I might not be here, so I want you to get a business education and then you can take care of it.
How did you get into Harvard?
They didn't have tests back then. They had interviews. So I got this letter that I was to go to Dallas and such a date. And I had this business that I had in OU that I made $1,200 a week. It was a sales job. At that time, I had a black convertible Cadillac. So anyhow, when I got my call to go down to Dallas, I said, well, I better dress up. And I had this white silk suit that was just outstanding. So I put on it and a black silk shirt and a white silk tie. I was ready for anything. So I get down there. It was in the Baker Hotel. I'll never forget. Went up. He had a suite. I walk in and hear about eight guys in black suits or gray suits with their arms folded, sitting around the edge of the room, waiting to be called in the bedroom. So just as I open the door going into the living room, he opens the door from the bedroom and this guy exits. And he sees me. I don't know what he thought, but he said, come in here. So I just bypassed all the guys waiting and go in. He said, why do you want to go to the business school? I said, my old man wants me to go. He said, well, do you have any idea whether you could make it there or not? I said, well, I don't know why I couldn't. But I said, don't worry about it, because if you don't think I should go, that's fine with me. So I don't know why I got in, because I was the only English major of the 600 students. And I had no more business there than...
When you graduated from OU, did you graduate top of your class or with honors?
Well, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I had another business at OU, and I helped my history professor with it. And he gave me a B. And I went to him and I said, look, it'd be terrible if people found out what you were doing. I'd sure like an A, so he gave me an A. Then in my Oklahoma class, which here I was a senior... and had to take Oklahoma history. Tatum was football coach then. Kind of an unprincipled coach that did anything to get good players. I sat on the back row of a huge class because everybody had to take it before they could graduate. And most of them were freshmen. Six football players. And I sat on the back row with the six of them. We didn't pay much attention to what went on, but we took these tests and I got a B. These football players said, we got A's. I said, what do you mean you got A's? You never even, they said, well, we had the answers. Tatum gave us the answers to all the tests. So I went into the professor and I said, I'd like to get an A. And he said, you don't deserve an A. I said, well, none of those six football players deserved an A either. But if you want me to go to the school paper and tell them how those six got them, then so be it. He said, all right, you get an A. So I had all A's at OU, but probably not deserved.
But Harvard had to look at that.
But one of the things that I look back on, at that age, I had what I guess you'd define as street smarts.
Yes, just naturally. You didn't just have book learning.
So it worked well. I gave my Spanish teacher roses and candy all the time, so I got a good grade. I had to take Old English. You can't read it. It's worse than Latin. Mm-hmm. And we had four novels we had to read. I couldn't read one paragraph in any of the four. And she'd call on us to read, and I could read what it said, but I didn't know what it said. Now, here we faced a final. So I went up to Oklahoma City and found a child's book of these four novels. And I got the only A in the class.
Wow.
The teacher said, you know, I'm astonished. I didn't think you understood this.
That was a brilliant thing to do.
Wasn't that smart? And it was so easy. I mean, having read it in child's English, the questions were so easy to answer that it was just a piece of cake for me.
You alluded to this business that you ran at OU.
Well, it was a legal business. I want you to know that. Did you ever hear of parlay cards?
I did.
Where you had 25 football games on each card. If you picked three right, you won so much. And if you picked 25 right, you got $10,000. Would nobody on earth ever pick that. But there were two bars in Oklahoma City that had different cards. So I'd go up and get these two cards, and 90% of the time they were the same. Occasionally there'd be one or two games different. I'd take the two cards and decide whether I wanted to change any of the games. I might change one or two of them, and then I'd print my own cards. Then I had a runner for every dorm and every fraternity house, and I'd give them 20% of what they collected. I'd take in a couple of $1,000 a week, and they'd get $800 of it. And I'd never pay out over $100 or $200. Nobody ever won any more than that.
In the 40s, you were doing that.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
That was huge.
Oh, it was. Sure.